Hey, Queens. You know, Kelsey, I would love to say that we fooled them again. We made it through another week. But am I being honest?
I think you're being honest.
I'm here for that.
We're here for that.
I mean, wait, am I using that correctly?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I guess we did fool them again. They're a little awkward because Kelsey and I are not in studio together. I am in L.A. Kelsey is in Connecticut with Vincenza.
With Vincenza.
And yeah, we're I'm home. I'm in LA and Kelsey and I are separated, but it is amicable.
It hurts.
How's it been without me?
Sad. Mm. So sad. It's just been like,
come on.
Here. It's been rainy here. So all of us have been like,
yeah, I'm not there for the rain.
Quite honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even today, yeah, you know, like poor Pablo is a little sad. And I'm like, honestly, you guys, it's the weather.
Yeah, I called today and Yo Costa is, of course, dealing with the loss of Lita as Amaya, as is Maria. And it kind of hits us all in waves. And with him, I can't even imagine how hard and how more consistently it's hitting him. And I did hear in his voice, he goes, I'm okay, Kevin. And he never talked like that. So, yeah, I'm sending someone there to come work with him. Well, Francisco, you know, will come.
Yeah.
Well, even Francisco was like, Kevin, I said, I want you to have fun at nighttime. You know, like it's not all work. And he said, Kevin, me and Costa have fun no matter what we do.
24/7, they do.
You know,
We had some good wine last night. I was in Boston and I stopped at Eataly and got us some good wine. So the three of us had that and watched some hockey. So that was fun.
Yeah, you guys, you and Demi have been doing a great job. You know, and I think there's something to be said for when anyone experiences a loss, even whether you're broken up with from a boyfriend or girlfriend, it's just kind of keeping them busy without them knowing you're trying to keep them busy.
Yeah.
And we kind of had a circle of wagons back there. And Kelsey, you actually helped me with that. And to say, hey, like, let's keep the TV going. Let's watch movies. You know, if forget cooking, go out to eat. Cause you know, he loves that.
Yeah.
When we can go just for pizza or something at the local, restaurant that we love. But yeah, you can just see, you know, the place he got a chainsaw at gave him and Demi t-shirts.
Matching t-shirts and hats. He's told me the story about four times that they went in and they were like, hey, do you wear hats? And he was like, no, I don't wear a hat. And they were like, oh, so you don't want one? And he was like, oh, are you kidding? Yeah, I want one. And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, they got matching t-shirts from the chainsaw place. And so they wore them to dinner last night and it was amazing.
We saw the picture and it was so cute. And yeah, you're doing a great job, Kelsey, and Demi is as well. And I think we got to keep it up and then maybe we'll see if we can get a little trip for him, you know? And I think at some point I told Maria, I'll probably have to come back there because they'll need me, you know, our little team, our little trio, me, Francisco and him, they've forgotten way more than I'll ever know. But at the same time, when it comes to some other things, that's my area of expertise.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's going to be a challenge until Christmas. And then I think, you know, we'll have maybe a little bit of footing, which by the way, like, is that really what I've said? That's what I've said for the rest of the world anyway. Like none of this is really going to settle in until Christmas. Mm-hmm. I said that a year and a half ago. Christmas of 21 is when it's going to be quote air quotes normal, you know, which because it'll be it's yeah. But Kelsey, I love please more bunny ears. I'm almost too tired to do the bunny ears, Kelsey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, me too. Sounds like bunny ears. Listen,
I will tell you though, seeing our little young Pooja and how she overachieves and she does so well,
Oh,
where was there a blind spot? Where was there a fail?
She can't talk with her hands.
She could not do the bunny ears.
Right.
She
could do the bunny ears.
Kelsey, like, no.
Spiritual. You're right. No, you're
she
right.
could not fit. It's about, that's why, Kelsey, please, I'm not there to tape it. Will you have somebody demi tape you giving us another bunny ears demonstration? But it's about the soulfulness. Like when you give the snaps and the bunny ears, I don't know. There's just something about it that
it's just something.
I just think. Love Pooja, but
transport to another.
I think too much time has been spent in a book. Oh, too much time reading. I blame the first generation parents pushing her too hard. I don't think she can capture the.
She doesn't have enough civilian in her.
Yes, to get that like when you nail it, it's. And I think I'm getting good at it, Maria. By the way, Maria's not good at it either.
So funny.
She's not good at it. She tries, and it's like she's just. You can see she's mimicking. She's not really feeling the essence.
You're like,
of,
come on, you got to.
Yeah, I'm here for this. Oh my goodness. So you know, I'll tell you, coming home, Kelsey. You know, we've talked about homecomings on this before, and you know, it's probably one of the least likable people I've ever met in my life. Had one lesson that he taught. Me. He taught me many lessons, but he didn't mean to teach me anything. He taught me more lessons through his cruelty and his vindictiveness. And but the one thing that he did say was every time you go on a trip, you come back a different person. And that's why it's always so they always and that kind of ties to you can never go home because, you know, and I said this to you too, Kelsey. I'm noticing you're seeing your friends differently.
Oh,
you're seeing life differently.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I was telling you, this is what happens in your 20s. As you, if you have a growth mindset, if you're trying to better yourself every day, and, you know, you're going to kind of see that when you look around, like, wait, they look kind of odd now. They don't look normal. Like, oh, wait, that was me before? And I can see that you're experiencing that already on your journey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just, I think you said it perfectly. It's just like the fact that I'm doing so much work that I look at the people who are close to me and I'm like, wait a second. What are you guys doing? What, like,
you know what they're doing? They're living the clean life. That's we're all working our asses off. Yeah,
they're in their element. I'm like, out of here.
You'll notice whenever you go to your high school, you're in your college, you're in your whatever, then you'll see certain people that like, it's like being in a time warp because they haven't changed because they stopped growing.
Right.
You know, but if you're in that growth mindset, Kaizen, the Japanese philosophy, continuous improvement, I don't care how good it is. How do I get better? It ends up being, you know, even tougher to go home. But certainly when you do go on a trip, that's pretty powerful stuff that you come back a different person. And I've seen it, even a couple of caretakers that came out with us, and went through the whole journey, taking care of Litsa, being with our family. You know, there was one who, you know, will now be family with us forever. But I know she went home and kind of turned it around on her family, her husband and the kids, made them more accountable, made them I'm not here to do everything for you guys. And it was, but that's what happens. And anyway, so here I come home and I come into this house. And, you know, I forget that I left when this was 95% done, but that's a big debt in construction and like finishing a house, Kelsey, that last 5 or 10%,
it's a lot.
It's peeling tape. It's, you know, hanging light fixtures,
right?
You know, all the like heavy grunt work was done. And, but so I end up, you know, the last 2 years has just been nonstop. I mean, at AfterBuzz, I went back, my person that was running it stepped down and I had to step in, and, you know, Steven and I and Jeff and Roxy and our team over there, like Brianna, we were just working so many hours in, making improvements, and we were making headway, and then came the pandemic, and then it was like, okay, how do we figure this out? And we kept figuring it out. We moved from the studios to a house and this, you know, and then finally when it got to be too much, I had to concede. Yeah. But then I went right into, okay, well, I can't be in limbo. So I'm going to renovate all these properties. And so if we want to stay, we stay comfortably, but if we need to sell, we can, you know, we can sell. So from that point, it went from working around the clock on the company to 7 days a week, you know, being a general contractor and laborer. And I was sleeping on an air mattress with the three dogs and the microwave and, you know, making sure Lisa was safe and Costa was safe, getting Lisa to chemo. You know, so for me to come home and then like, wait, what, to see this like really masterpiece, I will say, and I'll say honestly, like Costa and I just, we're such a good team. Like, honestly, we really killed it. And it was just a little bit disbelief. And, you know, Maria took me on tour of the house. And then, you know, finally, I think when I got to the backyard, I just lost it. I started crying. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, I was thinking of Lisa. And on I wished.
Everything. You didn't have, like, you didn't come back to have, like, to a project, right? You didn't come back to, like, having to take care of someone or fix something. Like, even though you have other things that you have to take care of, like, at home, that place for you this last year has just been full of projects and taking care of.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, it is, it's not, and there's still, unfortunately, I have other now things I have to do because of the, it's now post pandemic. And we're going to talk about life in post pandemic and how it affects us all. Yeah, a little tease, and we'll talk about perspective and how that is going to affect you. Being aware how that affects you, and then also just 100. I'm hoping I can give you 100% proof why you can't care what anyone thinks. Mm-hmm. And I had a big breakthrough with Maria. I got Maria to finally see it.
Ooh.
And I'll share that with you later on the show. And I know it's an important one because I know we all suffer from that. You know, we care so much what other people think. But yeah, and I just was just thinking about Lisa, and she was such a good sport as we did the renovation here. And, you know, and then we had her at the other house. We renovated one house, and we put her over in that house with, you know, our housekeeper. And every night we'd go over and have wine, and she had so much fun with us, you know. And then during the day we were over here at this house. And I don't know, I just honestly wish she could be with us. And, but like, I think what you're saying is right. It just all kind of hit me because it's been nonstop work, work, fix, fix, work, work, fix, fix, carry, carry. Yep. Take care of Costa, take care of Maria, take care of Kelsey. Which I love to do. And Winnie. But you know what I mean? So you know, we had that moment and it was cathartic. But let's take Kelsey, let's take a minute, take a little break, and then when we come back, I'm gonna get into post-pandemic life, LA, and some of the other stuff we tease. So just stay tuned.
All of you listening to our show know how important it is to live a healthy lifestyle, but we also know how important it is to enjoy life too. That's when you reach for Coors Pure. Now, if you're as huge a beer lover as I am, you know beer can wear you down. Enter Coors Pure. Coors Pure is an organic beer with zero sugar and only 92 calories. A refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. It's the perfect crisp and refreshing beer to reach for while living a balanced life. Now, whether you're feeling overwhelmed or celebrating the wins of everyday life, Coors Pure is your perfect beer. When you want to enjoy a beer like I do, without the calories, sugar, guilt, or that overly full gross feeling, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com to see where you can find Coors Pure. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. CBD is very popular right now, guys, because we all want something to help us with our stress, but there's so many different brands and it comes in so many different forms. So how do you choose what to use? Look no further. I am here to tell you about Caliper. Caliper is a CBD powder that's the only clinically proven fast-acting CBD. It delivers 30 times more CBD in the first 30 minutes versus CBD oil, and it has no weird taste or residue. You guys know I love my smoothies, and this powder conveniently mixes right in. Another reason I love Caliper is that you get all the great calming benefits with no added junk. It's vegan, it has no fillers or added chemicals. Get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code BETTER at trycaliper.com/better. You guys, you can try it risk-free for 30 days, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's right, full refund. That's trycaliper.com/better. Don't forget the promo code BETTER for 20% off your first order. Enjoy.
So, Kelsey, post-pandemic life.
Let's hear it.
I'm thinking again, going back to where my life was, and you're going to feel this way too, Kelsey. So hopefully this is going to help you whenever you make it back. But, you know, in Connecticut, you know, like my life was, you knew this, it was just my Levi's jeans, my work boots. And like I rotated 3 or 4 shirts. Right. Like, I mean, people have watched the show. Yeah. You know, can see we're in the same, you know, and, you know, and it was fine, you know, and I do my own laundry and I clean, you know what I mean? Like I
100%.
All of it. And, you know, we have the Prius so we can be woke when we need to. And then when I need to be a badass, I have my big Dodge van, the big, you know, work van. I don't know. And what was really strange, and again, forgive me, you guys, if this sounds like rich people issues, and I really, I don't want to come off that way. Just know I'm older and I'm at middle age. So I've worked 30 years to, you know, get where I am. And if you haven't yet, then you can, if you want to. And, you know, and if you're younger, you'll get there if you want to. And by the way, what I have may not even last. So, you know, especially when I really look at, unfortunately, inflation and where we're going, like I'm really not so sure. What I'm grateful for is that I always kept my mind in a state that enjoyed driving a pickup truck and still do, you know? So I've always kept my mind in that place. So no matter what, but when I got back here and I go into this walk-in closet, okay, like, and which when I left, you know, it was just the lights weren't in, it was empty. And, you know, now to see it like all lit up and all my clothes in there. And I just looked at all these shoes and all these pants and all these tops and all the, and I just was like, wait, like, I don't need any of this.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess when pre-pandemic, when it was, you were taking 3 meetings a day and you wanted to look presentable, which is really important. I don't see that in my future. And I don't know, even if I did, so it was kind of a mind screw, you know, I don't need this.
I don't need it. And also, this is how I felt even the week I went home. I was like, I kind of forget how to dress myself. I'm like, wait, what's okay now? Everyone's wearing sweats and making them trendy. Everyone's still, I'm like, what? Like, what are we doing? I think everyone's in that place. Like,
we're going to see permanent. Remember, I said this to guys. And if, especially if you have, you're starting your own business or your own podcast, whatever, I want everyone to remember this. You're going to see consumer behavior. There will be permanent changes to certain consumer behaviors that aren't going to go back. And that could be one of them where it's just going to be more casual wear. That could be one of them. I think there's going to be many. If you start listening, go back in history, people who survived the Holocaust were petrified for the rest of their lives that a government was going to come in, take all their possessions and throw them on a train and kill them. So a lot of the Holocaust survivors were known to have money hidden everywhere. Now, a lot of people survived the American Depression, same thing, money hidden in mattresses, you know, always, always petrified. And then like even having canned food in the basement because they were like, we're going to run out of food. We need to have food, you know?
Yeah.
So there's certain things that from that, these traumas that affect us. And just, again, be on the lookout, check yourself. But again, if you are someone who is going into any kind of business, be aware because you can cater to this. you know, or alter however you're doing your business. Because
I want to know, Kev, speaking of that, were people wearing masks on the plane? Was it optional? What was the scam with that?
People were wearing masks. And when they, you know, I okay, guys, listen, this is the only time I draw the line at my age when it comes to travel. Kelsey knows this. It's the only time in the last, you know, that I always travel first or I won't travel. I'm just like, I'm not going anywhere unless there's a huge job opportunity on the other side of that. If it was like, here, Kevin, you have to go to make this movie or whatever, or save a life, you can put me in with the luggage. But if it's not going to be those things, I'm not getting on that plane. It's the one like luxury I give myself.
Yeah.
And I will say JetBlue Mint has this one. When you can get them, these pods that are, you're completely alone. So I went into that, Kelsey, and I really didn't notice anyone else.
Oh, that's
amazing. I went into that for 6.5 hours. Well, remember, that's why I set that flight. I was like, no, it's got to be that flight, because I just don't want to be, not because of germs or whatever. I just, I don't want to bother other people. That's really what it comes down to. I want to say, can I get by you to go to the bathroom? Totally. Or I don't want to, I just like to be in my own world.
Yeah.
And I did so, but I did notice that at least in first class, people were wearing them. Yeah. And then when they ate, they took them off, but it was much more relaxed. The flight attendants did have them on, but it was pretty relaxed.
I just wanted to ask, I was curious. I'm like,
no, it's a good question. I think in the next few weeks you'll see less and less, but that's the other thing too. That's weird. And you know, I keep my neck gaiter cause it's just easier, you know, cause I'm always forgetting masks, but I feel like it's just, my whole thing is I just want to be a ghost when I go out. I don't want to get in anyone's way.
I know.
I don't want to get anyone mad. I don't want to bother anybody. I want to just do my thing and just, you know, so I keep my neck gaiter or mask with me because it's just, I never know who's offended.
Right. Well, that's,
I feel like it's not going to matter what the government says. You're always, and by the way, this is going to come up later when we talk about why you shouldn't care about other people. But I feel like someone's going to be, excuse me, you know, can you please put your mask? It's so, just wear my mask and just fall in line. It's just, so it
was,
I just,
yeah, it was interesting. When I was in Boston the other day, and I got my hair done, I was talking to the girl and I just,
like a
queen.
Thank you.
I was talking,
by the way, it looks amazing, Kelsey.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. She did a really good job.
Oh yeah. She killed it. What? Killed it.
Oh, they also said they loved the show. It was so cute. I came in and both the girl who cut and colored were like, we love the show. Cause I told them last time to listen to it. So that was exciting.
Right.
I love that.
That a girl.
So I put on my mask just cause everyone was wearing them and I didn't want to like offend anyone. And then she and I were talking and I was like, so what's the deal? Do you guys have to wear the masks? And she was like, well, if you're fully vaccinated, you could take it off. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I took mine off and a couple people came in and looked at me and I was like, yeah, I don't really care.
I swear to God, I'll tattoo I've been vaccinated. But again, someone's still going to say,
totally,
that doesn't matter. So I don't know. Just yeah, so again, I'll wear my mask. Just please everybody. But it's, yeah.
It's interesting. I think you just can't judgment detox everyone.
Judgment detox. And speaking of that.
Oh.
Well, I end up, so, you know, as I see all this excess I have, I'm like, well, you know, I don't need, this is kind of making me ill. I don't need all this stuff. I really want to go through this stuff and get rid of it. And, but the other thing is I learned that, if you have a Kevin Undergaro in your life, I think you can make it about 2 months without me. Yeah, so this house has been 6 months without me. So Kelsey, every car dead.
Unreal.
Every single one. I literally went again. I'm sorry, this rich people problems. I went the Tesla dead. Call tow company.
Her car.
So yeah. So the Tesla, a tow comes out and goes, oh, well, we can't get inside it. I'm like, I know. I told you it was a Tesla. You said your boss said you could get it. No, I have spent some money. So another place comes out and Tesla's like, well, they can open it and they can, but you have to bring it in. But by the way, so they can, you know, get more money out of you. Cause if if your battery is dead for 4 months, then it has to be completely reprogrammed. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So, all right. So that car is dead. Then I'm like, I went to the Cadillac of minivans, put the key in, dead, totally dead. I'm like, mother effer. So now I'm hooking
up. Everyone was dead.
And thank God, like, you know, I'm always set up to, you know, as I always say, I like to drive 120 miles an hour in life. So I never like to stop. So I have like battery packs and I'm like, I have all this stuff going at once. So then I go, okay, screw it. I'm going to take the Corvair. So take the Corvair, start it up. Okay. Oh, starts up. I'm like laughing at myself. Here's a car. It's like 60 years old. This is the only one that runs. Okay.
Oh no. What's going to happen?
So Marie and I driving and running, like I'm trying to run some errands. And Marie goes, she's like, you know what I like about this? She's like, I like the smell of gas. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Oh no. Oh no.
I come out with a couple of coffees. I look underneath Kelsey. Puddle of gas. No. Yeah. Gushing out. I'm like,
my God.
F.
Oh my
God. So it's, I look on it, it's the fuel line. I'm like, call AAA gas. So three calls to AAA for three different cars, by the way.
No.
They're laughing. Way. They're like, no, we already came. I'm like, no, this is for another one.
Oh my God. Did you drive my car? You should have.
So I did.
There you go.
Trust. I did actually. Guys. Yeah, I did. And where did I think I just actually drove it on the property, but I know I drove it.
That's ridiculous, yeah. Kev.
Anyway, let's take another break, Kelsey. And when you come back, I will tell you, no, the story kept going and I started really getting angry and I started really hating LA and my life and just being like I just left Connecticut where literally you guys in the town and the towns adjacent, you drive by and I can't even count how many people have signs that say free eggs.
True.
And they'll have eggs out in a little cooler because they have chickens and they have extra. So they share them with people. So to come from that, you know, I made friends with my friend Dustin at the barber shop and we talk about, I give him tips on his barber shop and he tells me about his motorcycle. And So everything is just like going completely wrong. And I'm like, I this is life without me for all. And by the way, it doesn't end there. There's no internet. The internet's blown.
Yeah, I heard that.
Everything is just awry. You know, I'm like, Man. Okay, I guess got to start fixing this anyway. But let's take a quick break, Kels. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation about my rage that was building and how Maria spun it around on me.
Did you know inflammation in the body is the cause of so many issues, from stress and anxiety to insomnia, even acne and skin issues? Well, let me introduce you to something to help reduce inflammation, Fittish. Fittish is a wellness brand that offers affordable and transparent CBD options ranging from tinctures that help promote a better sense of overall balance to a wide array of skincare products that fit into your lifestyle. Fittish offers high-quality, plant-powered essential CBD that helps to alleviate anxieties. Fittish also has a skincare line that's helped thousands of individuals dealing with issues from acne to the most severe cases of dry skin. And their Doing It moisturizer, guys, has a light whip texture that's so nice. And I love their Lip Game lip gloss. Check out Fittish.com or at The Fittish on Instagram to see incredible testimonials from customers as well as before and after reviews with photos. Try Fittish CBD for yourself to get the best wellness in the game at Fittish.com and use the code BETTER20 for 15% off your order. That's Fittish, FITISH.com. Enter the code BETTER20 at checkout for 15% off your order. Fittish, a clear mind and clearer skin for the win. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? First, as so many of our Better Together experts have taught us, a good night's rest helps boost immunity, improve recovery, and increase energy. Second, Sleep Number doesn't just provide a better night's rest, guys. It provides the best night's rest. With my Sleep Number 360 smart bed, I have comfort and support specifically tailored to my body. I can also observe my sleep patterns to ensure the greatest quality sleep, and I can adjust the bed to so many positions. There's even a position to reduce my husband Kev's snoring, who, incidentally, went from flopping all night on our old mattresses to sleeping solid. He's so happy. Our Sleep Number bed has so dramatically improved our lives that we can't believe we went this long without one. Seriously, guys, it's an investment in your comfort and your health, and one that I promise will pay off each and every night. Better Together is reminding you that proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,799, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better.
Okay, so Kels, I get the car over to the mechanic, and by the way, Sam and Tony over at AAA Plus. Yeah, you know, not AAA Plus, but I think A1 Tire Repair, A Plus. Mm-hmm. They have like one of those like weird names, but over in North Hollywood, so amazing. It's so interesting because, you know, of all the people I miss in LA, other than Roxy and my, you know, Andrew or whatever, I miss Tony and Sam, my mechanics, and then Greg and Mama over at the alterations store, Greg's Alterations over in North Hollywood. Like literally I texted them.
We were driving to the airport and he was like, you know who I miss, who I'm excited to see. And I'm expecting someone else. And he's like, oh, the mechanics, my God.
It's my people.
Oh my God.
Sam and Tony and Greg and Mama. I don't, you know what?
Because they're good, hardworking people, and like just
are probably my kind of people.
Yeah, they are.
So I get the car from Sam, and he fixed the fuel. He put a new fuel line in, and off I go. And I'm driving along, and it's really getting hot out here in the valley. And I'm in a, you know, not so nice neighborhood, not super dangerous, but not so nice either. And you just kind of stick out with a sore thumb when you're in this candy apple red antique with a white interior. It just says douchebag. And it just says like, let's hack this guy. Let's like jack, let's do something horrible to him. So I'm driving along the officer and Kelsey, blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God.
And I'm driving, I'm like, oh, hey Kev, you know what? Might have been a good idea to have put some new gas in this because all of it went out the line and the needle in that car is wonky. So I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And so now I'm like stuck.
Oh no.
And I'm like, and again, because I drive 120, I have a gas can in the car for this emergency, but gas places are pretty far away from where I'm at. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't need this anymore. I can have my Prius where I'm woke. I've got my work van and like, I can get it. And I'm like, I'm just being so negative.
Well, and it's all in the first couple of days too, right?
So one day, this was day one. No, this was the day. Geez. So I get on the phone, AAA. And then something made me call Sam and Tony. And Sam was like, oh, Kevin, I just went home. I was like, he's like, but because I was explaining, what is this gas? So I was like, I've got AAA coming. And I'm asking him, what does he think it is? And he's like, oh, I wish I could be there. He's like, well, just have them tow it back to shop, leave it there. And 2 minutes later, his brother Tony calls and goes, bro, I'm coming. Don't worry. Don't cancel your tow. Oh. He comes out with gas in a big jug. He's like, no, it is your gas. We fill it up and it starts. And then that's when it hit me. I said, you know, why am I focusing on the heat and the rich people problems of my stupid cars not starting, or like everyone in LA is a jerk or an asshole, or like, you know, people in this neighborhood gonna jack me or whatever. Where the real truth was that how sweet of Sam and Tony to come drive out of their way, and they're in LA.
Right.
And it was like, and of course I bring it by Maria, who's far more evolved than I am. And I am so lucky to have her. And she's like, and Kevin, listen, the more you see all this as bad, the more you're going to get in return. But the more you do see the good of Sam and Tony, and then the fact that you have this beautiful car, and like you made it through the pin. And my God. And again, I don't know many people who have more to be grateful for than me. And again, when I go to our friend Nick, And it's hard to pronounce his last name. He's a fellow Paisan, but he's got no legs.
I nailed it. Not
one left. Arm mm-hmm. and one finger.
Santos Dasso.
There you go. And if you and just he's just I always go back to him when I'm like I lack any gratitude or feel any bit of like frustration or victimhood or whatever. But I realized that in that moment, and it's like so I think as a lot of us are going to come out of this out of the pandemic, I think a lot of us are really pent up. Mm. Yes. Right. So I think you're going to see a lot of stupidity at bars, you know, craziness, and hopefully it'll stay within the someone throws up on a bar and not go to fights. But I think that there's going to be a lot of rage out there. And I think it's going to increase, unfortunately. And I think just the way that you can't stop all of us from working for 2 years and expect that there's not going to be a hit that we're going to take economically speaking, not to mention we've talked about this before on the show, there's going to be a good percentage of this workforce who's not going to want to return to work. And when they do, they're not going to be the same. So business being anticipation, we have to anticipate that, but you know, we have to be the ones that, you know, we have to be the ones that don't fall into it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be the ones, which Kelsey, you wouldn't because it's not you, but I know me, you know, I could easily fall into that. And, you know, Maria gave me that poke. And the other thing is when I saw the homeless people here, you know, again, Maria gave me another like, you know, reality check where she's like, Kevin, you don't know their story. You don't know their story, you know, before you want to judge or whatever. And I have admitted this before, for whatever reason, I've had charges, not against the mentally ill, certainly when you can see someone evidently wrong, mentally ill, but I've just seen too many healthy people who could stand up straight asking for money. And it's really, really offended me.
Yeah.
But
well, cause Maria, you hate wasted talent, period. So when you
see, I hate it.
So when you see someone who has any potential, you're like, no, come on, you can do this. So like, I understand that.
Well, look at what Nick does with, you know, one arm and one finger.
Right.
But at the same time, Maria's like, Kevin, you don't know this story. Yeah. And you know, Gabby Bernstein, Judgment Detox. So just got me to see things differently, and I am going to work hard. I haven't, you know, at not being like that and really to refrain from, you know, the anger or, you know, whatever the pandemic is going to do to us. However, you know, I think that we have to push ourselves to be better. I certainly have no excuse not to because I have the means, but I share that with everyone because I think we're all going to go back into our lives. And I think we've got to check ourselves. Because we're going to be, it's normal. We're going to be, most of us are going to be reactionary. And I think the other thing too is, you know, when it gets to judgment detox, you know, Kelsey, I have come to the conclusion that LA, Chicago, Boston, New York, you know, there's bad things going on in all those places. And some of those cities are worse because of, for economic reasons, and, you know, one of the things with us is the climate. This climate is conducive to be homeless. So we tend to attract.
Right.
But I think I told you this too, all the wonderful neighbors in Connecticut that we met that were so loving and sweet and volunteering their time and just, you know, just such a strong sense of community.
Yeah.
And even, you know, Joe, a really hard Joe Gere, you know, is my brother, and he's hard as nails. I mean, tough, as tough Boston Irish as you can get, as cynical as you can get. And even he, when he visited us for Litsa and he stayed with us for, you know, to help us for a minute, he just said, Kevin, everyone here really is nice. Like from the people you at Target to, you know, but here's what I realized. Or at least I think. I don't necessarily think that they're any better. They behave better.
Yeah.
But I think that they're allowed to because those environments.
I agree.
They are so much low stress. What you cities just, it's anxiety, it's stress, it's traffic, it's money, it's the, you know, so, you know, you become a product of your environment. And I think that, it got me thinking of the people in the world. And I think you're one of them, Kelsey. And I think Maria is another that are in those environments and yet stay above the fray and don't let the environments make them cynical or bitter or angry or vicious or cutthroat or kill or be killed or opportunistic or Machiavellian or, you know, it's really something. Those people in our lives that are no matter what, they're going to smile and be positive and be happy no matter what, no matter where you put them. And they're the ones to me that I just hold such high esteem for. But I also am much more understanding of these cities. It's not the people in the cities. It's the cities that are just tough. City life is tough. It's heavy, high population and the economy and none of that. And I think it wears on people.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I agree. I think that's such like, I don't know, when you go to a city, I feel like you can just feel it, right? Like when you're in LA, it's just a different vibration of like versus here in Connecticut, yeah. You're like, you can breathe. So it just breeds it. It breeds that right. Like animosity and that stress. And you really have to work hard. Like you said, Kev, I mean, I've even told you the story of, I was on the phone with my mom when we got back from Connecticut the first time and I was trying to park and I was being whatever bitchy. And she was like, oh my God, I like you better in Connecticut. It's because we are a product of our environment. And I was stressed out about parking because I could never find parking. And I have to find parking on the street. And it's like such a thing. But if you take a step back and just be like, okay, you know what? It's going to be fine. It's fine. You can roll with it. Like we can do it. So yeah, I don't know. I just think that's I like that point of view.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to awareness, right?
Well, and then there's that awareness. So, you know, perception is perceiving the good, owning the positive truth, you know, as opposed to, you know, the negative truth, if there is even a negative truth. But the positive truth was, you know, my Sam and Tony came and rescued my car. That's and by the way, you know how much they charged me to put in a new fuel line? $65, like, which is insane. Well, Kelsey, just anything for well, you probably haven't had to have your car worked on because it's a Prius, so it never breaks down. But any car transaction is like 200 plus. You like walk through the front door, they go, you know what I mean, and like tax and this and service and labor
and hey, by the way, like, actually, 65. You need your filters changed, and I was like, I'm just coming in for an oil change.
So which is what Tesla was trying to pull on me, and I'm like, screw this, I'm gonna hack it, which I did. I hacked it and I
of
got it
you did.
Going myself. So
that's awesome. Yeah,
I think but I do think that. It's how I'm going to perceive this time in LA, and it's hard because it is hot in the valley. So that like brings up tensions and.
Well, let me tell you this, Kev.
Traffic is back too, Kelsey. Unfortunately, know.
I will tell you. I mean, well, I was in Boston, but it's humid as all hell here.
Humid,
like,
yeah.
We are like dripping. I mean, it's so funny. So many of you guys like commented, I posted a story yesterday, like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, cheers. I'm like, you guys, it's the humidity. Like, I'm telling you, it's the humidity. But yeah, so if that makes you feel any better, it's humid as all heck here. And there was gnarly traffic in Boston yesterday, but not in Connecticut, of course.
And I think, and by the way, when it rains continually, it really is.
Especially now,
it's depressing. I mean, come on, we all love a nice rainy day, like in the middle of summer, it's kind of steamy.
For sure.
It cools everything off, but no.
Yeah, no, right now, the week long through Memorial weekend, yeah, everyone was just sad. But yeah, the valley does get nasty.
Yeah, it does. But it's, you know... And I even for us business wise, you know, there's a couple of realities now we have to face. You know, before our attention was all on Lita, and what was left was to fix the houses because I knew, hey, these are assets, and this is a moment rather than sitting in limbo. This is the moment we may never have again. But at the same time, now that I'm not I don't have either one of those things to preoccupy me. You know, I have to figure out like what, you know, what is next and how do we earn in this new world? Because things in Hollywood have changed drastically, but I think things will change in the rest of the world too. So I'll keep you posted on all that. But I think the bottom line is, yeah, it's perception, you know, of like kind of checking yourself to not let this, it's perception of I think owning the good that's going to be out there in this kind of new world we go into. And then I think it's also checking ourselves, you know, that we don't fall into the post-pandemic craziness.
Right.
You know, like, let's leave that to civilians, guys. We're the samurai. We have to be better. And by the way, I am not. I've already been angry. I've already wanted to like strangle people. Like,
you're checking yourself.
Well, you're always halfway there when you can admit it. And so I'm admitting it. Like, it's not who I want to be. It's the lowest form of who I am. And that includes judging homeless people. And, you know, I just all of it. So I really just, you know, I'm going to keep myself in check as we enter in this new world. And I think it's kind of good for everyone else. If you can, I just feel like there's no way many of us are going to come out of this different.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's,
I can't see anyone staying exactly the same after this experience.
No. And like you're saying, Kevin, I think it's not falling back into those old habits, right? It's like a lot of us have done, especially, I mean, everyone listening to this show, we've done a lot of growth, a lot of like self-help development, all this stuff. So it's like, instead of just being like, oh yeah, that was me during that time, now I'm back in the real world and I'm resorting to my old ways. It's like, no, how can we put those tools into action? It's like you and I always joke about our tools that are in our Home Depot going unused, but this is the time to use it, right? It's the continuous growth. We got to keep growing through the new now post-pandemic phase.
Yeah, because it's not going to be the same world out there, and the people won't be the same.
No.
Most of them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have to just try. So those were just the things that, there's a couple of things that happened, and you know, I have a lot of work out here. I have to figure out what I'm going to do with AfterBuzz, and I have property here, what I'm going to do with it. And yeah, what I'm going to do from the next chapter of my life. So I'll keep everyone posted, and I'm only sharing it because I think it'll help a lot of people, because I think a lot of people are going to have to do the same thing. Kelsey.
Kevin,
do we have to take another break or are we good?
We do. One more.
I will take one more break, and then I'm going to tell you why I finally got me to understand why it is so useless to care what other people think. I know it sounds obvious when you say it, but it doesn't absorb because we all care what other people think. But I was going over it with Maria and it gave her a nice little breakthrough. So anyway, let's take a little break when we come back and, we'll talk about it. By the way, like, you know, I think, Kelsey, should we read some of the iTunes comments too?
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you want to read them? Want to read them now? Is this our last break?
Yeah,
we might as well if it's our last break.
Hell yeah.
I'm here for that.
All right, just a couple of great iTunes. These are reviews left on Apple Podcasts by you wonderful humans. And these reviews mean the world to us, and they help us so much. Cause like, if someone's going to look for a show and there's like, oh, two reviews, it's like, what? No, people always go and look at the reviews. So anyways, thank you guys for leaving these.
And I think it helps with algorithm, like too. Yes. It helps for the show to be more easily found. And please, we'll start reading them every week, but please keep them coming. You guys, we've been getting crap from our agents because we haven't been doing these call outs, but it's because Kelsey and I have just been so busy trying to deliver a show with the most value and the most takeaway, or shows, plural. So anyway, we've been a little lame. So yeah, if you could please remember to go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and a happy, nice review. And if you have questions, so I guess you can send them there too. Anyway, Kelsey, all right, so what do we have?
All right, so from Alyssa Catherine, help people learn and have a few laughs. What may have started as a modest project has blossomed into something much bigger. Kevin is the coach for life's curveballs and career. We all benefit from his tips and zest for living. Kelsey's a diamond playing strong in the big leagues, holding her own and shining through every step of the way. Together, they are dynamite. What do I know for sure? I will never miss an episode of Regular Guy Friday.
No way.
I love it.
You are a diamond. That is so true, Kelsey.
And you are the coach for life's curveballs. That is also true. Who can open their own Tesla? I'm not sure. You can. And also, who drives the gas can in their car? You do.
Yeah. Yes. I couldn't open the Tesla. That was the problem. But then, yeah, once it was opened, I was able to hack it. But
of course you. Yeah. Of course you were. Anyway. So thank you. Thank you. This one is from Ninjano 000. Please make Regular Guy Friday a weekly show. Done. We got you. It's such a good way to end the week. We put so much work. We put in so much work, both in the job related sense and self-work sense throughout the week. RGF is a reminder that we're all just regular people. Thank you.
Yeah, we certainly are.
I love it.
That's really nice.
Do you want me to read one more, Kev?
One more.
All right, let's see. Kelsey and Kevin, I'm here for all things Regular Guy Friday. Bless your souls. And that's from Cat Lady 15.
Oh,
thanks, Cat Lady 15. Okay. One more. Kev, you have to address this one.
Uh-oh.
Because it's not a super, I mean, half of it was sweet and then the other half was not sweet. So hold on. The title is Ageism. Kevin
Kevin is old.
No, Kevin has fantastic advice, but I think he needs to take a beat when it comes to the younger generation. By 2025, 75% of the workforce is going to be made up of millennial and Gen Z generations. Diversity of thought based on different experiences is a valuable perspective, no matter what the age. As the show knows, we are better together. I mean,
did we at least get a 5-star rating?
No, we got a 2-star rating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice.
No. So
if we give good advice, is that
the millennials? But
yeah, but wait,
good perspective.
But can I ask you something? Do you think that's it's accurate to give 2 stars if we give good advice? Like, wouldn't that be 3 or 4 stars?
Yes. That's
that's not nice.
No, that hurts a little.
Well, you know, okay. So it would probably surprise this person to hear that my favorite generation and the people that I hang out with the most are millennials.
It's true.
Roxy's my best friend. Kelsey's like, I don't know what she is to me. Mackenzie, Haley, Jeff, Steven, Michael, Claude. I mean, like the list of, you know, the people that I choose to spend time with, B, choose to hire.
Yeah.
I love the generation because they are the most open-minded. They see the least amount of color and or different orientations, and all of it is so heartwarming and refreshing. The knock that I have is resiliency. And I believe that's true. And I don't think it's their fault. I don't think it's, I think the helicopter parenting and our generation, just our egos got in the way. And it was like, whatever we didn't want, whatever we didn't like in our lives, we wanted to make sure you guys didn't experience. And we just took away all your pain. And so, but that wasn't real. And so now it's a generation that on top of social media, 24-hour connection. I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster. So I think that the resiliency is what is, and I think the next Gen Z too, I think is going to be even better. Mm. They're even more open-minded. They're even more willing. My goodness. Like if you meet someone from Gen Z, at least in my experience, and you say to them with Pooja, like, Pooja, do you edit? No. And then, can you edit? Oh yeah. And 2 days later, she can edit. You know, it's
right.
That's amazing. But again, the resiliency is down. You know, I want to see them be more resilient. And, right. And you know, I still am a little 20th century in my coaching, which is tough, but it's tough out of love because I want to see you win.
Yeah.
But I there's a reason why. And by the way, the older people that I work with all have young hearts. They're all super young and fun, and they're surrounded by young people too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's if it's come off that way, I can see it because I'm always having fun. But know that my actions speak louder than my words because totally. Of who I've chosen is who I choose to surround myself with.
Well, I wanted to read it too, Kev, because I agree with you on that. What hurts is the 2-star. Cause it's like, you could totally have your opinion. We love it. And I wanted Kevin to address it, but then it's like, oh, the 2-star actually really hurts our rating. And if you think he gives great advice,
yeah.
How about
you know, it's really sucks. But, which, by the way, I hate to say this because I'm just gift wrapping things for trolls to terrorize us.
Oh no!
If Queenie reads that,
I know.
You know, she'll definitely put a plug in us. You know what I mean? She'll be like, totally. Okay, that's enough.
Totally.
So that's what stinks. Because the more like RGF love you can send Maria, the better. Because no, really, because she's sensitive. You know, she's sensitive and she knows she's like, you think you're funny and you're not. And da, 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 da. And sometimes, yes, I think you're funny, but other people don't get it. So anyway, you know what else is just, it's even my politically, I am as centered as
it's true.
Anyone I've met, you know, I believe in socialized medicine. I believe in equality. I don't care what anyone's orientation is, who they want to marry. I think I'm all for people.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the reason I bring that up is I can't tell you how many people on the right will say, oh, you're an SGW. And I can't tell you how many people on the left will say you're a red state Trumper. And it's like,
you're like, I'm in the middle.
Well, I am what I am. Hi, Vincenza.
Hi.
But I can see where the perceptions are always off. And you know what? This is a really great segue to our next topic about caring what other people think of you.
Love that.
You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together. Guys, I'm happy to share that Better Together has a new supporter, the reinvented multivitamin company Ritual. Ritual is super transparent about all of the ingredients that are in their multivitamins. I'm never really sure what I'm actually taking when I take a multivitamin, but Ritual makes it very clear that they are non-GMO. There's no artificial colorants or synthetic fillers. It's gluten and major allergy free, and it's also vegan friendly. They make it simple to choose what's right for you based on 4 categories for women 18 and over, postmenopause, prenatal, and postnatal. It's also now available for men and teens, as all their vitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. I'm a big fan of how seamless they make the entire process. It's delivered monthly, so by the time you finish your supply, they ship you your next supply for free. I also love how they're not those like massive horse pills. They're easy to swallow and you don't have to worry about choking. Yay. So I highly recommend you get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/better to start your ritual today.
So Maria's, we have so many mutual friends, you guys, celebrity friends, that every other week another one is under attack. You know, that people are like trying to cancel. So I know like there's people who say there's no such thing as cancel culture. They say it's just keeping people accountable. And then there's other people who say there's 100% of cancel culture. But I, you know, I've seen it. I don't know if there's a cancel culture, but I've seen people be canceled. And again, I don't know. I never know like what the right or wrong of any of it is, to be honest. I don't look at Winnie, how cute. Anyway, that's only one. Right now. we don't even need to go down that rabbit hole. But I, every other week, it's someone else who's under fire. Yeah. And so, you know, I did say to Maria, I go, Maria, I know you now just gave your mom safe passage. You went through a tumor ordeal of your own. As you kind of come back to life, and as the show grows, and I do think that when we get our starting quarterback back on this show full time with you, Kelsey, and me, and Pooja, and Stephanie, and like our staff, our like extended Heel Squad family, I really think that the show is going to jump a lot of levels higher. But with that is, you know, unfortunately going to come the negativity and the hatred too. Mm. And so I was kind of cautioning, saying to Maria, I just want you to know. But I said, you have to find a way to not care. But what gave her the breakthrough was that I'm like, we have some issues we've seen mutually outside of the show business, situations that would be black and white. There's, you know, a right and a wrong, and it's as clear as day. But yet, someone will always give you the, yeah, but. Mm. I mean, I had somebody, I'll spill some tea here.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but like I had someone put a hit on my life.
Yeah.
And the guys actually went to jail for 7 years. And there was even an article, I think, in the Globe about them. And it was like, I think it was like something as low as like 1200 was like, they would break your legs. Oof. They would stab you for like 18, like short money, the 1800, like in the, and I can't tell you how many people, the party that did it to me still took up for them. And we're like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, he was just doing what he thought was right. And I'm like,
so crazy. What?
But listen, but here was the lesson for me then. I'll never underestimate how dumb people can be. I hate to be cynical, but at the same time, like, people is always going to be one or more in a room that's going to go, yeah, you know what? Holocaust didn't really happen.
Right.
There's people, you know, that's, there's a huge contingency that says that. It doesn't matter that we have Auschwitz and places you can visit and see actual ovens. And there's pictures of like skeletons. And then it's like, when you show them that, they say, okay, it happened, but only to like 200,000 people, not 200,000 people, not 6 million. And even like the Manson, we had on Manson family, we had on, you know, Jillian. There's a group out there that says Charlie Manson was not at those crimes. It was a complete miscarriage of justice. He should, you know, he got screwed. He shouldn't be there. And you're like, what? And so no matter how concrete the evidence is, it doesn't matter, because people are, there's always going to be the shitheads out there who are going to go, and Kelsey, there's things that in our life, you and I have experienced where it was like, wait, what? It was obvious.
Yeah.
It was black and white. It was totally factual. About certain occurrences.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. And then when you have people say it's feelings over facts.
Yeah.
So you can't win, because someone's always going to have a counter. And now in this kooky internet social media age, where every moron is deputized now. Right. What do they say? Opinions are like assholes, right? You know, everyone has one.
Mm-hmm.
And but now everyone can verbalize them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that impacts anyone they hear, but I know what is interesting, because it's hard for me to reach Maria. It's total familiarity breeds contempt, because she's heard me for like a broken record. So she'll hear it from Tony Robbins and go, oh, well, she goes, oh my God, you're right. I go, Maria, they're always going to say something. It doesn't matter how right you are. It doesn't matter that you have a videotape that shows actual evidence of what happened. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be a yeah, but, you know, and by the way, people, don't be naive if you're on the left. Don't be naive if you're on the right. It's everybody.
Yeah.
All the sides are just, you know, it's, yeah, you know, we have, look, these are our leaders, by the way. So we've got leaders that are they can go and have high-end dining or get their hair done, and we can't. And when they're caught, it's, no, I was set up. And then we have other leaders during, like, what was going on in Texas, right? It's like Texas is basically turns into a snow globe that's not prepared for, and they're heading off to Cancun. Yeah. And then rather than going, yeah, you know what, maybe this is inappropriate, I'll stay. It's, well, no, I wasn't. I was just bringing the luggage. And then, you know, half the people go, yeah, he was just bringing the luggage.
Insane.
You just cannot win.
No, you can't win.
And so,
but
so
you tell her just to, like, just not be afraid and just.
I'm saying that to all of us.
Yeah.
You, Kelsey, me, all of our listeners, because we all, most of us, and the people that don't give a fuck, you guys, they live. They're the ones who live into their 90s. They're the ones who have the success. And I'll tell you, like, there's the people I know in Hollywood are the ones that don't care what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you care, you can care, I think, what your loved ones think, but even to a degree.
To a degree.
Because you have to, ultimately, you have to atone for yourself. But it is, like I always use this analogy, it's like trying to hang on to a wet sandwich. You just can't. You're never going to win everyone over. Someone's always going to say something. Well, listen, something was going down on my side of the family. And it was something involving my mom and Maria. And I don't want to give away too much, but Maria was saying, you know, oh, Kevin, like, oh God, if you do that, if you help her in that area, they're going to say blank, blank. I go, here's the thing, Maria. I will say, for all of my many, 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 many flaws, of which I have many.
No, you don't.
I have probably many more to show. I will say that I've put that in check, at least with my family. I'm like, man, I don't care. I do not. They're all going to say it anyway. It's to always have something to say anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, when we bought Leeds and Costa, we were so excited when we first made it. We just wanted to buy this. So, you know, we wanted to be the kids that surprised the parents with the car and the big bow on it. And we did it. And one, you know, family member was like, it was like an H2, those Hummers, you know, like whatever. Yeah, yeah. And they were like, and it's like, that's not the expensive one. That was like the reaction, you know, and it was insane. Like, so, and I said to Maria, and if it were a Ferrari, it would have been like, that's not the Bugatti. And if it was the Bugatti, it would have been like, that's not a private plane.
Yeah.
It's just, so guess what? It is just useless. It is a waste of time. Now, again, easier said than done, but please use your, the good part of your brain, the mental reasoning, to realize how illogical it is to spend your life trying to impress people, win them over, get them to see your side. It's a waste because someone's always going to go, nah. And by the way, I grew up with that. I grew up with and I was always attracted to those people. I had a boss. I averaged, and I still have all my time cards. I averaged 110 hours. A week and working, and God, it was six, maybe it's about eight straight months.
Oh my gosh.
Ended up getting chronic fatigue, walking pneumonia or whatever. When I was really young and didn't know how to manage it. But I also, like, the business started out with, like, I don't know, three or four stands. It was the carny thing. And by the end of it, I think there was like 60.
Wow.
It was all me because it was mostly me because I brought a different vibe. I was like, we have no inventory. There's too much theft. And there's just stuff that a college graduate would see.
Right.
Versus
no one else did. Yeah.
Someone who's just, you know, making money, just kind of winging it. And by the way, the guy was a brilliant salesman and super smart. And I learned a ton from him and all nothing but love his way and gratitude for what I learned under him. And, but I don't know if you can be like, you know, I mean, you did good, but let's face it. I mean, you know, you made a lot of mistakes too. And I was just like, what do I have to do to prove, you know, when I was the younger me was like, oh, I got to work harder to prove to you. Mm. And I've had people, Kelsey, that like, you know, I've literally taken off cotton candy stands and put them on TV and being like, yeah, but what have you really done for me? And I would believe them and go, oh, I'm going to show, I'm going to prove that I did it. You know,
and
what?
You're never like, going to win. Yep.
Never going to win. Nope. And it never going to win. And it's just like, so.
And kill yourself trying.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a waste and put the time into you.
Yep.
And forget it.
Yeah.
You know, and forget it. And I think the other thing is too, in it works both ways with not caring, don't care what they say, but also I think don't care enough. So then in your posts, if you're putting up pictures or whatever, you're going to put out something that's cryptic. Mm. Like, oh, I'll show everyone my new nice car because I want them to see.
Right.
I made it, or I want them to see how happy.
Yeah.
Because that will boomerang back on you.
Oh yeah. Everything you put out, you get back.
It will boomerang back. Yeah. So, but again, you're showing you care.
Right.
So if you want to put something up and share something, great. Cause you're excited or happy or proud. Great. But if the intention is cause you care that much and you're trying to like put, you know, force something on them or whatever, I just think it will end up boomerang back on you. And you don't want that, but I think we're all crippled by caring so much what other people think.
I know I am.
It is such a waste. And that's why, you know, when you see people who they're in the 90s, you notice how they don't give a fuck.
That's why I love them. I think that's honestly, you just kind of gave me an epiphany. I'm like, old people are my favorite. I was 80 and above. I'll give 75 and above my favorite people because they don't give a shit. And I think maybe that's why, because like I do like too much and I know that about myself. So I respect that in them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want to be like that. Cause it's just incredible.
I think it's so much worse today because the social media, because we see so much more, we're comparing, yeah, you know what I mean? Too. It's so much worse, but, and people can publicly shame you. They can publicly,
right.
You know, but
and that's when you lose your spark. Yeah.
And I think it actually physically kills you. And I think that it might be a chicken and an egg thing with the old people that we see that don't care. Maybe they didn't care so much the whole way. And that's why, because I know the people who do live the longest are the ones who just, they don't care.
They know. You always point it out. I'm like, you're so right.
Don't give an F. Yeah. They don't give a bleep. And it's a great gift. And I know it's something that I want to work on.
Me too.
But at least it was great. Maria, she's like, oh my God, you're right. I'm like, Maria, like they're going to get you. They're going to come after you. There's always going to be somebody. I mean, like I just heard someone recently on a podcast going over why Mother Teresa was a horrible human being.
Oh, geez.
And by the way, like I don't know if that's true or not, but my point is like someone's always going to go, yeah, but you know, so anyway.
Can you
it's not worth it. I see Vincenza. She's smiling.
Can you
smiling.
Guys hear her breathing? Vincenza, what do you
go, Vincenza, talk.
What do you have to say?
No, now she stopped.
Costa and I recorded a little recipe for all you Patreon members
for
tomorrow. Yeah, because everyone loved the veggies. So we did a little salad and Miss Lady was barking throughout.
Vincenza.
So that's fun. thank you for bringing that up though, Kevin. I think that's a great, really great perspective and a great lesson for everyone. And I know I'm going to try hard to work on it because I care too much too.
Yeah. I think we all do. And I know with this next chapter of my life, like I just, you know, like and if I'm a dad, I don't want my kids seeing that in me either. I don't want that going down to them, you know, and what a waste.
What a waste,
mm-hmm. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the only, I'll give you one asterisk where it matters or could matter. If that's how you feed your family, if it's how you earn. So, you know, if you have a pizza place and then somebody says, like, you know, the pizza gives you food poisoning all the time, every time you go there, well, you kind of have to care about that.
Right.
So, you know, if you are an influencer, if you're, I know we have a lot of influencers who listen to us, and it's going to affect you and how you earn, then yeah, you might have to, but even that within reason, you know, stay the course and be who you are.
Yeah.
But especially today, I feel like more than ever, you know, no one's playing a perfect game. Mm-hmm. And no one's getting out without being judged. And it doesn't matter how good you are, how innocent you are. It doesn't matter the evidence you have. It's always going to be somebody.
Yeah.
That's going to pee in the punch bowl, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Assholes.
And by the way, that is not crisp.
No, crisp at all. Very, you know what that is? Queen-like.
You know what that is?
Soggy.
Oh my God. So soggy.
Speaking of, we need to plan. We actually need to plan in the next couple of months, wherever it is. Maybe we do an LA Queen and Greet. I don't know.
You know what?
Someone the other day was like, I hope I get to meet Winnie in person.
No. I think Maria wants, actually, Maria wants to do the Connecticut Queen and Greet because don't we have that author? We volunteered, we do a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I feel like, you know, if you are one of our listeners and you want to treat yourself to kind of a special day, maybe we could have the Queen and Greet in Connecticut, kind of, you know, cook out, have the author speak. Maybe Maria could speak. Maybe there's other people that we could have speak that day and kind of just make it.
Kevin and I will speak.
We'll speak. Well, we can make it a nice day to congregate and, you know, make it like I said, there's lots of motels in the area. Maybe we will. Yeah. I mean, listen, again, this is what's kind of nice about world coming back.
Well, and holla if any queens are in Seattle, because your girl's going to be there at the end of the month.
Yes.
I will host a queen and greet and we can FaceTime.
I would love you to host a queen. Yeah. I would rather you do it, Kels, because we got to keep me drunk. If I can be drunk 7 days a week, I will do queen and greets.
That's easy.
I will do queen and greets. We'll have nights of 1,000 queens on and on. But then like I get a little shy when I'm sober.
I got you. I got you, Kev.
But that's why we have you.
That's true. So that's what I love saying.
The idea of the Seattle queen and greet.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you're in LA, you could do a mini LA queen and greet.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it. Winnie and I will do it.
Look at her. She's so happy.
She's a literal furnace right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Vincenza.
And Kelsey, by the way, has been doing a great job as surrogate mom to Vincenza.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, you know, in 20 years, we've never done that.
Wow.
No, because Kelsey, like we obviously didn't have children. I never let them out of my sight.
Yeah.
Like I don't even like walking them because I want, you know, the traffic in LA and people are great. So but you have such a special bond with her.
I love her. I have to travel with her. And Maria and I were just looking at the like service dog thing is so much more strict now. She was like, we might just have to have her and her little thing, her travel thing under the seat. And I was like, no, Vincenza.
Oh, Vincenza. Oh, good.
I think that the flight attendant will be nice and let me sit with her, or let her sit on my lap. But
probably because when you see it's Vincenza.
Yeah. And she's
so sweet.
Yeah, she'll just be so good. So, anyways.
Well, Kelsey.
Vincenza.
Well, Kelsey.
Well, Queen Kev.
Have we learned anything? Have we profited in any way? I think not. However,
I think we have.
I think it was okay zooming. I miss you in studio.
I know. I miss you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Queen Ashley this weekend, so we'll do lots of Queen stuff for you.
Oh, good. Yeah. I think
and I'll Queen Jessie.
Oh, nice. I think I'm going to see Roxy. I think we're going to talk about, I want to do something nice for Maria's birthday.
Yeah.
Next weekend. It'd be nice just to get maybe just some people over for dinner.
I love that. Check the check the PO box because I did send something.
Oh, you don't have to send anything. You've done enough.
For me and Wichita.
Anyway, you guys, please, keep sending us your love. Follow us at Better Together with Maria. If you have any questions, always happy to answer them. Comments.
You can always DM us.
As you can see, we respond to the bad ones as well as the good.
Yeah, that's great.
No judgment, though. We still think that person is a queen.
And we respect it. Like I said, I was like, I'm happy to have Kev talk about it. Like, bring it up. Come on, let's hear it. It was just the 2 stars that hurt me, but we still love and respect you. And
I'm here for that.
We're here for that. We're here for that.
All right. Well, Kels, you stay crisp. Stay crisp. You know, I remind everyone why we're here, at least why I think we're here, to learn from our mistakes. I forget what else. No. Help one another.
There you go.
And of course, most importantly, have a few laughs.
That's right.
Anyway, so you guys, so until next week, stay crisp and bye, bitches. Were we off, Kelsey? Were we not in unison?
I think we were in unison.
Okay.
I think we were good. Should we try it again?
Yeah, only because it's just fun. Yeah.
For fun. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Bye,
bitches.
We're off there.
Oh, dang wow.
It. I think we nailed it.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. The kings had the queens on the throne. We would pop champagne and raise our toes to honor the queens who are